From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand's away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Senator Obama goes to Iraq. We'll have the view from Washington with Juan Williams on political developments. We'll begin today, though, with money and the story of woe all week. Recall this statistic from yesterday. 1 million home foreclosures expected by the end of this year. There's also the huge drop in property values around the country. Many families are hurt, many communities too. After all, lower property values mean lower property tax revenues. That's what a lot of local governments live on. In southern Nevada, Clark County, that's Las Vegas, has been especially hard hit. With us now from Las Vegas, Clark County Commission Chairman Rory Reed. Rory, welcome to Day to Day. How heavily does this affect life there in Las Vegas? For your county government, you run a lot of services there. What's going on with your revenue?
It is not a good story. We've struggled. Our receipts aren't what they used to be. We're reliant to a very significant degree on sales tax and property tax, and at least in terms of sales tax receipts, they're down over last year, and we've had to be more creative about the way we govern. It's interesting. When a business has hard times, Alex, business goes down. When a government is subject to the same economic condition, business goes up.
Right. There are more demands on services. People need more from you.
Right. We've had a 35% increase in social service requests. We're having to decide what we need to do and set aside those things that we might want to do to a later day.
Here's a question that applies, I think, in probably every county like yours all across the country. You set property tax rates by some percentage of the valuation of the property.
Right.
You can't just tick that up a couple of notches or three or four notches because you need the money.
We can't, and we're a subdivision of the state government, and the state has capped property taxes. Sales tax receipts are down significantly, and we're feeling that very immediately, but the adjustment in real estate values really hasn't hit us yet. Property tax receipts are not down yet because we've had such increases in valuation that we haven't felt the downturn yet in terms of property tax receipts.
But you have seen property values go down.
Oh, in a very significant way.
So you've got to expect that at some point the tax revenues are going to follow, right?
Oh, sure. It's a delayed reaction, and we're trying to plan for that and make very difficult decisions. We have in Clark County nearly 400 positions that we have not filled.
What kinds of positions are you talking about?
Anything you can imagine that a government does. Parks and recreation kinds of services and the things that typically people expect to be provided by their local government, we've made cuts. Now, we're making sure we provide essential services like ambulance drivers and all the kinds of things that we do with respect to public safety. But a lot of our capital projects, community centers, those kinds of things have been delayed because we just can't afford to do it now.
Do you have people calling you up saying, I want a reassessment right now because my neighbor's property just sold for $100,000 less than I bought my place for, and I'm paying too much in taxes?
When our assessor is about to put out the property tax bills, he gives us a courtesy call letting us know the calls are going to start here soon, and he's usually right. And, I can understand people have been sitting in their property, the single largest investment they make in their lifetime. They watch that value diminish, but their property tax doesn't fall as quickly. And we're being challenged by the economic forces that we can't control. I think, though, that we'll be resilient and we'll get through it. We don't have any choice.
Rory Reed, he's chairman of the Clark County Commission. That's where Las Vegas is in southern Nevada. Rory, thank you, and good luck there.
Thank you, Alex.